Well, well, well.
It's a beautiful day outside, man. It really is.
You do not really sound like you're ready.
I was born ready. Readiness is embellished, as you know.
Readiness is embellished as you.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Spell embellished.
Is that a theme song?
If you didn't know, this is the one and the only comedian, D'Angelo Brooks.
Yeah, it's D'Angelo Brooks. I've been thinking about going by that too, because you know my stage name is D'Lo B. And
no, you should keep it D'Lo B.
And I just, you know, other people. I mean, yeah, you're right. I like it. Yeah,
I mean, I think if you ever do her like name acting, is D'Angelo. Don't put my foot cover.
No, well, you know, you talk dope. I'm gonna beep it. I'm gonna beep that part. It's just gonna say Kiara.
Beep. Okay. Yeah. So when y'all heard that beep, that's because I don't want y'all to know who I am. Outside of this podcast.
Goddamn okay? Agent.
You know, gotta be Secret Service out here. And welcome to our podcast. We are two cousins on opposite coast.
Opposite coast.
Coast coast.
Mm-hmm.
Doing the most podcasts. So, just a quick shout out to my brother, Pterodactyl Jones, Keontae, for joining us last week. Please, if y'all don't do anything else about last week's episode, please listen to the last like 15 minutes of the episode. You will die. Man. I listened to it back and I was rolling.
Yeah. I can see how y'all is definitely sitting brothers on.
I was laughing so hard. Like, y'all don't understand.
My sister was in town. Maybe I should have got her on a podcast.
You should have, but you know.
I tried. That was the first person who was supposed to be on the podcast. She's like, nah, I ain't getting on there. Nah, you go ahead.
Well, now that she's not the first one, maybe she'll do it.
Yeah, that might be right. I might be on or something.
You know, and then we'll ask Deja.
Yeah, Dejanay.
Yeah, we'll ask Deja to be on it next. I just want to tell y'all a little story.
Oh, story time. Let's write this down. Story time.
Story. Now, this is from, whatever. Y'all don't even know what day we're recording. So we're recording on a day, right? So let me tell y'all what happened at work today. So this woman comes in and we know who she is because she's, you know, she frequents the casino. So she comes in and I said, "You got a bike?" She proceeds to tell me, now mind y'all, I want y'all to know that she's Black and she is very full figured, okay? Like titty, like boom, boom, okay? So she proceeds to tell me, yeah, so I was at Circus and this bike was leaning up against the wall. And I said, excuse me? She was like, yeah, so I waited, like it wasn't chained up or nothing. And so I waited like 15 minutes to see if anybody was gonna come outside or walk up on it and, you know, claim the bike, but nobody did. And I asked the bike. And I asked a bunch of people if, like, you know, I was wrong if I took the bike. And they told me no, because if I didn't take the bike, somebody else was gonna take the bike. And I was like, that's a setup.
And okay, so first, can we pause right here?
Uh-huh.
In my mind, I'm assuming that you meant a motorized vehicle.
No, I mean an actual bicycle.
Okay, bicycle. I got
pedal faster. Bicycle. Yeah, I mean a bicycle, right? Mm-hmm. So you took the bike. She was like, yeah. I said, you about to make me an accomplice because I know you got this bike. And she goes, well, I mean, at least I ain't have to walk here. And I was like, so instead you rode the bike? So you just took whoever's bike this is.
Did not care,
because just because you waited 15 minutes doesn't mean that that's how long that person was going to be inside of wherever they were at.
Yeah, that's wrong.
That's what I said. I was like, girl.
Now imagine coming outside and your bike gone.
Then she left because she put it up against the wall. She came back. She goes, oh, good. The bike's still here. I said, girl, what?
The whole world is a thief when you a thief.
The whole world a thief when you a thief. And she straight up took that bike, got on it, and rode off into the sunset.
That's wild.
Yo, welcome to my life. So that had me rolling. I'm not even gonna lie. I was like, I know this girl did not steal this damn bike.
Stole the whole bike. But like, in her mind, she thinks she had a good reason. I want it,
and other people was like, well, if you don't take it, somebody else gonna steal it. Wow. That was literally her reasoning. I'ma steal it because otherwise somebody else gonna steal it.
I wonder how many people steal a bike a year. Just yearly bike thefts.
Well, I mean, I would say a lot.
You think a lot of people out here stealing bikes?
Yeah, because you gotta think about it. If you steal a bike, the only way the person can get their bike back is if they are also on a bike, because you can pedal a lot faster than a person that's not on the bike. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm trying to run after somebody who's stealing my bike, that bike gone. Definitely. Okay. The only saving grace is if somebody opens their car door and that person flips off the bike.
Like a, yeah, that's funny.
Like a movie. Just.
I hate when my pen be having dry spots and now I'm writing back bike down. Sam, I sound like Plaz. I'm writing bike down. And it should just be like, it ain't look like the letter 3. I'm not writing the letter 3, pen. With your weird ass.
Do you value your penmanship?
Not. Have you seen my penmanship?
That's what I was asking.
I do not. I value other people's penmanship, as that's to say, you know, if a nigga got a sweet hand, right? I'm like, damn, how do you write like that? Like, nigga write like a computer generated program.
Like, oh my gosh, did you go to school for this?
Yeah, like, did you study to do that?
Which class was this in?
You know what I was stuck on? I was stuck on this for a while, especially in my early Twitter days. Y'all, I got a Twitter. Y'all can go follow me on Twitter. I follow back sometimes, cause y'all be funny.
If y'all cute, I'll follow back. Mm-hmm.
That's not my criteria. It was a person who would write like calligraphy. I don't want to say calligraphy, but yeah, it is calligraphy. Or write is it cuneiform? God damn it, how you spell it?
I don't know. You tell me. I know how to spell it.
Cuneiform.
Are you Googling this?
I am. No, that's not what I want to say. But they're writing in. They're using a special paintbrush, like an inkwell feather type of shit, and they are writing script. It looked like it looked beautiful. it looked like it's just a masterful thing to see. I know I'm not painting a good picture with my words right now because I'm just so excited. But once I get the name of this motherfucker, I'm gonna be happy.
Okay, you let us know what
people what who be writing in script.
People who be writing.
Correct.
People who be writing.
And script. Nope, that ain't what I want to say. Either way, it's beautiful. I like that shit. It looks so elegant. It looked like you ever see people who you ever see these cards that when you give people on like on their birthday or Mother's Day, and they have like this beautiful, elegant, like long motherfucking script, the handwriting. Why the fuck your ass start way over here and come swooping down and shit like that? I'm like, damn, how you know how to draw that? Ooh, swooping S.
Swooping S. Sorry.
Wow, that's what I'm talking about.
Did you just make a swooping S?
Calligraphy.
You said that.
I was right.
That's what I thought, but you just kept talking, and I was like,
"Yeah,
he'll figure it out."
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
I thought you was gonna figure it out like 20 minutes from now, because that would have been funny.
Gruffy. There you go. But look at these fucking, like, look, how do you write that?
It's just with practice. It's with anything. And you can literally write in calligraphy with anything, with a marker, a Sharpie. It's all about the pressure and how your form is will determine how you're writing. Like, you can pretty much write calligraphy with anything.
That's dope. Oh yeah, people with nice handwriting, y'all add us and show us y'all nice handwriting, because some people got nice handwriting, just regular writing. That's
I have nice handwriting when I'm trying to write for other people, or if I'm like really taking my time to write something. But if I'm like taking notes and ain't nobody gonna look at these notes but myself, oh, the handwriting is trash. Sometimes I'd be like, what is this word?
It looks as if the pen is just gliding across the paper when some people be writing. And I'd be like, man.
Yes.
That shit looks sweet.
Yeah. So I don't like dot my anything that needs a dot. So like I's and J's.
You don't dot your I's or J's?
No.
Why?
So when I was in high school,
it's called a tittle.
Okay, I don't do a tittle. Mm-hmm. Tittle?
Yep. T-I-T-L-E. Yeah, T-I-T-L-E. That's title. I think it's T-I-T. Shit, I can just look this up. Wait a minute. T-I-T-E-L? Did you mean title? No, I don't want to say title. Is it tit-tat? God damn it. The dot over the I. There you go. The I. Ooh, I put I-er. Ain't no R in I. They showing me pictures of bitches' ass. I don't want to see that.
Oh my gosh. What are you writing?
I'm trying to
Google
this
my damn self.
Oh, it's two T's. I was putting tittle. It's T-I-T-T-L-E. Tittle.
Oh, because it is it refers to a small point or stroke in writing and printing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly what it does.
Well, now you know. Called a tittle. Okay, so I don't do that because when I was in high school, my teacher, she never dotted her I's and I, or J's, and I was like, why don't you do that? She was like, I don't know, I feel like I write faster if I don't do it. And so then I started doing it because I was like, well, let me just see. And then I realized I do write a lot faster because I don't the only time I do the tittle is if like when I, because I do like a cursive and print writing, it's weird. So if I feel like I can't understand, like if I do LLI, it's a lot of lines. So sometimes I'll go back after I'm done and put a dot, like the tittle over the, oh, I guess that's it. I'll put the tittle on the I. But I
feel like it's incomplete if you don't put that there.
Nah, you never notice it. I never put it. Like hardly ever do I put it. I also capitalize my F. Don't ask me why. That I don't know. Wait.
You always capitalize F?
Yeah, you know how like people always capitalize R's?
No.
You never seen that? A lot of people always capitalize R's.
Children?
No, adults too. There's a lot of people that do capital R. Like that's how they write. They're all.
They make it small?
Yes, yeah, it's the same size as their writing, but oh, it's like the lowercase letters. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
yeah, it's pretty much the same size, but a lowercase R and a capital R are two different. They look completely different.
That's true.
Yeah. So, I capitalized my F. I don't know. I've just done it for years.
I don't think I have a like a writing quirk. Now I'm trying to circle back to see anything like A B C D E F.
No, you can't do it by alphabet. You have to do it because sometimes the way people write, they don't write the same. If it depends on what the word looks like.
Okay.
Yeah, because like my capital T sometimes is like the cursive capital T. You know what I'm talking about? Like the swoop swoop.
Yeah.
Yeah, so sometimes I write that T, but it depends on what the word is. Like if I'm writing, if the first sentence, so it's going to be a capital T, is the, I don't do it like that. Like I'll connect the top part all the way to the H.
I'm trying to write that down. I don't see it.
Like I said, I do like my handwriting is a mixture of like cursive and print. I'm gonna send you a picture of my handwriting when I go to work because I'll be writing a lot, so that way you can see what I'm talking about. But yeah, hello everybody, welcome to the episode about handwriting.
So look, I wrote down the title of the episode, to tittle or not to tittle.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good title. I like
that. To tittle or not to tittle. Okay. I like that.
So I went somewhere recently and I was surprised. I went to Arby's.
Okay.
And I said, okay, I got like $10 to eat. Let me go to Arby's. It was on the way home. And I was like, damn, let me go in there and get something to eat. So I went to the drive-thru and they had a special that was I had a spoon move and a bowl that's laying on my desk that scared the shit off. Let that be documented. I mean, whoever here with me, just keep me safe. Don't scare the shit out of me now. Just relax now. And it was basically you can get two of these items for $6. You can get a chicken ranch sandwich. You can get a beef and cheddar, or you can get a classic beef roast beef sandwich, right? Okay. So I said, shit, let me get two. I'm on the chicken and the beef and cheddar. Got it back home, and let me tell you something. Arby's chicken sandwiches might be up there with the big dogs. And I ate that.
Who's
I
the
ate
big that dogs?
Time. You know, McDonald's. Or,
McDonald's?
I mean, that's a classic chicken sandwich. Don't disrespect the thing. Relax. Don't get on your high horse like the McChicken ain't saved a lot of lives.
First of all, what is this criteria that you have? Because just because it's classic does not mean that it's good. Just because it's something that's been around does not mean it's a big dog.
Who do you think has the best chicken sandwich?
I mean, I'm particular to Chick-fil-A.
Yes, I can.
As bad
I can see
as
that.
I know people. Chick-fil-A is bad. But
are they? What the fuck wrong with Chick-fil-A?
Because they be anti-gay.
I mean, listen. If I can take a little racism with my food, y'all can handle a little gayism.
Well,
okay.
Well, hold on. Let's talk about it real quick. So, I be thinking the same thing, but mine isn't take a little racism with my food selection. It's take a little racism with my life. It's too many things that are racist, microaggressive, and yeah. what have you towards Black people that I'm not going to sit here and try to be, because if I literally sat here and did not engage commercially, I guess, with a lot of companies that are low-key anti-Black, bitch, it'd be a lot of stuff I can't eat or do.
Or do. Now, listen.
So, not saying your plight isn't wrong, and not saying I'm not here for you, but...
That's obvious, you know?
Love y'all.
Love you, but...
And... Dude, what else do I think has a good... that sandwich. I want to say Wendy's for some reason. Maybe Popeye's. Popeye's sandwich. That little chicken sandwich they had was good with the sweet heat sauce. You had to put the sweet heat sauce on it. Because that really set it off.
Okay, do this. Give me your top three and let me get your worst three.
Okay, so Chick-fil-A.
I'm gonna write this down. Okay. Key.
Uh-huh.
Top three, bottom three.
Okay, so Chick-fil-A.
Arrow down. Okay, one. Is this in order?
No, this is just okay, off the cuff.
I'm gonna put bullet points instead of numbering. Okay, yeah. Chick-fil-A. The chicken fit. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Then I'm gonna go with actually, you know what? Bojangles chicken biscuit.
Okay, it's in between bread. I can understand it.
Yeah. So let's go with that one, because that one is fire. And then let's put Popeyes on there.
Okay, Popeyes.
Popeyes chicken sandwich.
All right, I like it. Okay, Chick-fil-A, Bojangles chicken biscuit specifically, and Popeyes. All right. Now, give me your bottom three. Who the fuck didn't know what they was doing in the kitchen?
Listen, as much as you said a classic, I'm going to go with McDonald's because I don't think it's that good.
Now, are we saying the McChicken? Or are we saying
the McChicken?
Like, okay, McChicken.
I would never. First of all, hold on. Let me put a disclaimer out there for y'all. I would never, ever in my life eat McDonald's. Just like I would never, ever, if I did drink milk, would I ever drink Fairlife? Like, there's certain ethical things that I'm just like, I can't fucking do it. You know what I'm saying? So, listen, never gonna catch me at McDonald's. Not willingly, let me put it that way. Willingly, never. And I'm never willingly going to order a McChicken.
Okay. Got McChicken on here. Who else is giving that battle right?
I'm gonna say Burger King.
BK. Alright, now which one?
The
original chicken sandwich or the chicken sandwich that they doing now?
Don't quote me. That's another fast food place. You ain't gonna catch me eating that. But
okay. This is the difference. the original chicken sandwich, that's the long one, the one that looks
oh,
like
oh, then that one. Oh. Yep, that's the one.
Okay, okay. OG chicken.
That's the one. Yeah.
BK. Okay. Now, who is your last one?
I don't know, cause like, now I'm like trying to think. Maybe I don't know. Let's end it there, cause I can't think of anybody else.
Okay.
Because
okay.
Wendy's is okay. Jack in the Box is okay. You know what? It would probably, I ain't never had it, but I'm gonna just take a guess and say that it will probably be.
Well, you can't say what you can't have.
What I didn't have.
There you go.
I mean, I guess that's fair. Have you had Hardee's and or what's the other name? Carl's Jr. chicken sandwich? Because their chicken tenders is whack. So I'm a. Oh, you know what? Go back to my top three.
Okay.
Here name the top three again.
You got Chicken Ficky, number one.
Uh-huh.
Bojangles, Chicken Biscuit, uh-huh. And Popeyes.
Okay, take off Popeyes and put Sonic.
Okay.
Because Sonic...
What?
Sonic, oh. Sonic got a bomb chicken sandwich. Nah, that Bojangles Chicken Biscuit fire. We don't have Bojangles out here, so... Do we? Nah. I don't think so. Okay, your turn.
All right, this is D's top three and bottom three. All right, number well, item one, because I'm not gonna number it either. But number one, bless you, bless you.
Thank you.
I gotta put. Ooh, chicken sandwich is crazy, but okay, yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you with Chick-fil-A. I feel like Chick-fil-A needs to just be, Chicken Finger got to be up there at the top. All right.
Yeah.
All right. The second item, I'm putting Arby's up here, man. I don't know why. I just had it.
Okay.
It might be recency bias, but I just had it and I said, God damn, that's good.
You know what? We should have an episode when I come back. Okay, listen, y'all. When I come home, whenever that is. So when I come home, we should have an episode since we're talking about chicken sandwiches. So please write this down. Mm-hmm. I'm talking to you.
Me.
Yes. We need to have an episode where we try all of these chicken sandwiches that are in our top three.
I'm with it.
That are in the top three, and we only have to buy one, and we'll just cut it.
Fact, I mean, let's be honest here. Let's buy the damn chicken because I'm gonna eat it if it's good.
Yeah, but no, at least just for us to taste. Because if I don't know if I can have a whole sandwich, and we're eating six of them. Well, five since we both put Chick-fil-A up there. I don't know if I can do five whole sandwiches. I can do two and a half.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so you're saying. All on one episode. Yes. Okay.
One episode. It's gonna be like a mukbang.
Man, what is a mukbang?
I think I'm saying that right. Thing where they eat. Hold on, let me look it up. Keep going with your. So you said Arby's.
Mm-hmm. Arby's. Okay. And number three, I'm going to have to go with Checkers.
Checkers! I forgot all about that. Y'all got a Checkers out there?
It's damn near an hour away. Every time I do a show in fucking DC or Baltimore or Maryland or fucking anything north, mm-hmm. We stop at my Checkers on the way home. I don't give a fuck if it's 20 minutes out the way. Okay.
So a mukbang is usually pre-recorded or streamed live through a webcast or streaming platform. The mukbang host chats with the audience. Okay, but it's also known as an eating show, an online audiovisual broadcast in which a host consumes various quantities of food while interacting with the audience.
Ooh.
Mukbang. I like that. It is also... definition of sin of gluttony.
Wow, that took a turn.
In Korean. Yeah. Yeah, because it started in South Korea, where it's a live stream of a host who binge eats large quantities of food as they talk to the audience. So I get why it's the sin of gluttony.
Yeah, you don't want, I'm not here for binge eating.
Yeah, we're not going to binge eat. We're going to have 5 sandwiches and fries.
that's another episode. Who got the best and worst fries?
Nah, but we gotta have fries with the sandwich.
That makes sense. I mean, it's a meal.
Yeah, so yeah, we're gonna do it like that.
Okay. Top 3. Chick-fil-A, Arby's, Checkers.
Okay, bottom 3.
Bottom 3, the worst of the worst. Mm-hmm. Cookout.
Yeah, I agree.
Cookout chicken sandwich. I just had one recently, and I just was like, it tastes as if somebody made this with an Easy Bake Oven.
Oh.
It looked like no heat or flame has been hit to this fucking
chicken. My problem with chicken sandwiches is when they're not like crispy like they should be.
Oh my God. This chicken sandwich tastes like it was boiled then battered.
That sounds disgusting. I wish you would stop talking.
The only thing that made me think, the thing that made me think about as soon as I ate it, the first thing I thought about was the other guys. When he was arguing with his wife, he said it tasted like roasted dog shit. And then I said to myself, who will roast a dog's ass? You. That's who. He said, oh, somebody's in it too. I'm sorry, baby. He said, don't you talk to her like that.
Oh my goodness.
Hey. Have we watched other guys on this fucking podcast?
I don't think so, but that's not the movie I'm picking.
That might be coming up sooner than we think.
I'll pick that like next week. Like next week is you, so the week after. My next one, I'll pick it.
Okay, yeah, because time went down. Okay, so number one is I'm ordering this worst than two. This fucking one. Number one, Cookout. Terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking terrible. Alright. Number 2. I feel bad for this because I've gotten this sandwich many a night.
Make it good.
But it held me down when I was hungry.
It doesn't matter. You sound like the person who is in a bad relationship and they're like, But they were there for me. Okay, and they a piece of shit.
She stuck with me through the bad times. I know she cussed my mama out and called me a raggedy bitch.
I know she stole all my life savings, but she was there for me. Yeah, right. Okay.
Number 2 is McDonald's McChicken.
I told you. I don't know why I don't know why you was playing with me.
It's because I look. This the game that I like to play.
I don't know why you was trying to play with me.
Hey y'all, this the game I like to play when I get food. Is how much does this resemble the commercial versus what I got in this goddamn bag right now?
None.
When I opened up that fucking chicken sandwich, and it looked like. You ever see shredded paper? It looked like 4 pieces of shredded lettuce.
But this is the problem. It don't even taste like chicken.
No, dog.
It don't even like resemble what you would think chicken should look like.
And then sometimes you catch that chicken sandwich that got the little bone piece in it. But it don't taste like a bone.
What is this?
Like, I'm not. It looked like a tendon. It tastes like a fucking. Oh my God. Oh, I'm gonna tell you exactly what it tastes like. You ever be eating a chicken wing,
mm-hmm.
and
a feather gets in your mouth.
No, like a flat. Like you eat the flat, but you know how the flat wing, it got the drumstick and it got the wing. Now, in the middle part, if you take, they got two bones, you know what I'm saying? If you take the top of that little bone out, it tastes like that little top of that bone that's in the top of the flat. You bite into it like, what the fuck is that? I don't know what that is. Okay. All right. Now, here we are. Number three. The grand finale. Sonic chicken sandwich is the worst shit I've ever fucking had.
Really?
It is never been appetizing. It is the it's my least favorite thing to get that I get all the time. This is what I mean. When I go to Sonic, and I go to Sonic's a lot, because I mean, I had a time, probably like a 3 month run when I had to get Sonic, maybe if not every other day, it probably was every 4 days. And it was because them chili cheese tater tots are fucking awesome.
You know, I used to go to Sonic a lot to get the French toast.
I haven't had that yet. Is that good?
Yeah. I like the French toast. So I used to go and get the French toast a lot with the tater tots and a coffee.
And speaking of coffee, every week we watch a movie.
Yes.
We call it Coast Coast Goes to the Movies.
Coast Coast at the Movies. Coast Coast at the Movies.
Last week was my week. Kiara, do you remember what we watched?
Do you remember what we watched?
Yeah, I got the book in front of me. That's the only reason why I know.
We watched Bronx Tale.
Yes, we did. Kiara, how did you like the Bronx?
I really liked it.
It was a really nice movie, right?
Listen, y'all, we have put them in the trunk and put them in the bathroom.
Yeah, put them in the trunk, and now we also have put them in the bathroom when they need to get the fuck out of the way. Put them in the bathroom, bro.
Yo, I don't care what nobody say. If anybody ever tells me that they didn't like A Bronx Tale, I'm gonna be like, did you miss that whole scene of the bathroom? Because that, for me, was the funniest part of the entire movie. Like, I was literally crying laughing. And everything else about the movie was just made 10 times better because of that scene. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but that...
Yes. Is that Mike Tyson? I said, no. That ain't Mike Tyson. It's the 30. That's Gerald Tyson. Oh, my God. But last week was my week. This week is your week. Kiara, what are we watching?
Okay, we are going to watch... Hold on. Do some whole music while I'm pulling it up. I can't remember what
I think it's on this one. Every time... Okay.
Okay, we are watching... We are watching the 2005 smash hit starring Martin Freeman, Yasiin Bey, Sam Rockwell. We are going to watch The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, I've never seen this movie.
Me neither. But I heard it's really good, so we're going to watch it. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. It won't let me read the whole thing. But seconds before Earth is destroyed to make way for a new hyperspace express route, mild-mannered Arthur Dent is whisked into space by his best friend, an alien, posing as an out-of-work actor.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm super excited.
Yeah, because I've heard about this movie, but I've never got a chance to sit down. Watch it.
Yeah, so if y'all have Amazon Prime, it is on Prime for the next... Well, I don't know when y'all are listening to this. So it goes away at the end of the month. So watch it before June 30th. It's on Prime. Otherwise, y'all know what to do. So...
Otherwise, y'all know where it is.
Y'all know where we be, okay? Just know that's where we be at, okay? So, yeah. I'm excited because I don't think I've I don't know if I've seen that many movies where Mos Def is acting. So I like, I always like to see when.
When you said Mos Def, I was like 16 blocks.
Yassine B. Bay, like Yassine Bay. Yeah. So I always like to see, especially rappers, transfer into acting because. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like sometimes, depending on the rapper, I feel like they can really embody a deep character, or they can be like a really funny character. Just like if they're a good comedian, I feel like they can really do dramas and thrillers really well because they hone that energy.
Have you been watching Barry?
No, I've been watching The Boys. If y'all have not seen The Boys, it's season 3. It's only 5 episodes in right now for season 3, so you can go back and watch the first 2 seasons. It's on Amazon Prime. When I tell you that The Boys is such a good TV show. Have you seen The Boys?
No, I just finished watching the series finale of Barry, and it is so good.
I'm gonna have to watch that, but I'm waiting. I've been waiting to watch The Boys because they're doing this thing where they're dropping the episodes weekly, like you know, back in the day when you had to wait for it. So they're dropping the episodes weekly. So I've been waiting to watch it. So I only watched like 3 episodes the other day because I was like, hold the brakes. So. Just give y'all a quick rundown of what The Boys is, that way y'all can go watch it. It shows you the other side of superheroes. So like, other than the fact that they save lives and stuff like that, it shows you like that, yeah, this might be a superhero, but they're a total fucking asshole. They're actually evil. They're actually not the good guys that you think they are. They actually do some very shitty stuff, and they work for a very shitty company. Like, it's really good. Y'all should watch it. That's my pitch. Hey, The Boys, if y'all want to give me some money for that pitch, my Instagram is SEAUXKEY.
I would think that'll be something that you yell and not whisper.
No, because you know you gotta like. My Instagram is SEAUXKEY.
Pretty simple. Hey, man, it's pretty good, man.
Slide in my DMs for collabs. A check.
Sponsorships.
A check. Yeah. I want to do ASMR.
No, thank you, sure. A lot of people getting money out of that shit.
I don't know if I have an ASMR like whisper voice. Hold on, can I tell you this real quick in like the minute that we have left?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this guy, he's like, the time difference is like 8 hours, whatever. Okay, so he like was texting me and I was like, oh, yo, do you have an Instagram? Because my friend wants to see what you look like. And he was like, no, I don't have one, sorry. And I was like, no, it's fine. So then he proceeds to call me, but mind you, I'm at work. So he calls me and I don't answer the phone. And I like send him a voicemail. And then he calls me again. And I'm like, dude, I'm at fucking work. So then I answer it and I go, hello. And he goes, hello? And I was like, hello. And he was like, hello, hello. And so I hung up again and I was like, can you not hear me? And he was like, no. So then he calls back again and I literally take the mic all the way to my mouth and I was like, hello. He's like, why are you whispering? I was like, because I'm at work, I can't talk on the phone. And he was like, I thought you said that your friend wanted to see what I look like. And I was like, yeah, but she's not here. And he goes, oh, she doesn't work with you? And I was like, no, I'm at work. He was like, oh god, I'll text you. And so I hung up. It was like, I was like, okay. But I straight up was like trying so hard as I'm sitting here like whispering so loud into the phone. I'm like, I hope you can fucking hear me, because I was like right up on my mic like this. Like, yeah, so I might got a little ASMRs in me.
People are listening to anything these days.
So we'll see. We'll see. Okay. Well, that's it.
All
I'm
right.
Naughty. Bye.
Practice with your cactus.
What?